Prologue. First late fire moon. September, 2:15 p.m. Looking up, he saw the dark clouds, which had covered the sky since early morning, begin spitting a light rain as if unable to resist the urge any longer. The captain of the Royal Select, Gassif Stronov, clicked his tongue at the hazy world before him. A little earlier, and he would have been able to reach home without getting soaked. He peered out across the sky, but couldn't see any breaks in the dark clouds that completely enveloped Riestes, the royal capital sharing a name with the wider Riestes kingdom. Even if he waited, it didn't seem like the rain would stop. Abandoning the idea of lingering inside the castle, he pulled his cloak's hood up over his head and stepped into the rain. The guards at the gate knew him, and he passed freely onto the city's main street. Normally, this street would have been full of activity, but now there were hardly any people to be seen. Only a few were out, picking their paths carefully so as not to slip and fall on the road that looked almost black. It was so drenched. From the lack of crowds, he figured the rain must have started some time ago.
Then maybe it wouldn't have mattered if I had left earlier.
As his cloak grew gradually heavier in the shower, he walked in silence, passing by a few people similarly outfitted with rain gear. His cloak was serving as a rain jacket for now, but when wet, the way it clung to his skin was uncomfortable. Gassif picked up his pace to hurry home. He was nearing his house and sighed with relief, knowing he would soon be free of his sopping wet cloak, when suddenly his attention was almost magnetically drawn down an alley off to the right where, in this thinly veiled world, a shabby-looking man sat letting the drizzle soak him as it pleased. The wet hair plastered to the man's forehead, dripping raindrops, was a different color at the roots. Perhaps it was a half-hearted dye job? Since the man was looking down, Gassif couldn't make out his face. The reason Gassif's eyes had stopped on him was not because he wondered why the man had no weather-appropriate clothing and was steadily becoming drenched. Instead, he had the feeling something was off about this stranger. Something inconsistent. The man's right hand in particular caught his attention. The weapon gripped there, tightly, like the way a child holds their mother's hand, didn't match the grimy man at all. It was an extremely rare weapon, a katana, made in a city that was said to lie far to the south in a desert.
Did he steal it? No, I don't get that feeling from him. He seems familiar somehow.
Gassif felt a bizarre sensation, like he'd buttoned his shirt one hole off. The moment Gassif halted and saw the man's profile, memories came flooding back to him.
Could it be Unglaus?
The minute he'd said that, the thought, not a chance, flashed across his mind. Brain Unglaus was the man he'd once fought in the final match of the Royal Tournament. The image of the man he'd had such a close battle with was seared into his brain. He couldn't forget the face of the strongest warrior he dueled with since picking up a sword, the one he still considered a rival, even if the feeling was one-sided. Yes, the man's hollowed cheeks resembled his rival's face. But it couldn't be him. Certainly, his appearance was similar. Despite the changes that accompanied time's passage, his features were clearly recognizable. But the man Gassif remembered would never wear such a pathetic expression. He had been a man overflowing with confidence in his sword and enveloped in an intense, burning will to fight. He wasn't an old, wet dog like this. Gassif approached the man, footsteps splashing. Reacting to the noise, the man sluggishly raised his head. Gassif gasped. Seeing the man's face head-on confirmed it. He was Brain Unglaus, the brilliant swordsman. But he had none of his former radiance. The brain who Gassif looked upon now had been completely broken, like a beaten animal. Brain staggered to his feet, his slow, or perhaps listless movement.